Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So let's do our speed joke of the week, number one. Do regular dogs see a police dog and think, oh no, it's the cops? Run! Joke of the week, number two. Dave, my wife said she's leaving me because I'm drunk all the time. And I'm like, wait, I got married?
Made a lot of those this week. Joke of the week, number three.
Hey, Dave, my wife says she's leaving me. She's been very busy. She's back and forth, back and forth. She says she's leaving me this time because I'm too patronizing. And then I said, wow, patronizing. That's a big word. Good job.
Shut up, John. Just shut up.
Joke of the week, number four. Hey, Dave, my wife is threatening to leave me because I keep joking about butter.
What did you say to her about that?
I said, hey, I'm on a roll now.
I'll stop laughing at my jokes. Joke of the week, number five.
You know why Chinese kids don't believe in Santa? Because they're making the toys.
Joke of the week, number six.
I opened a restaurant called Peace and Quiet. Kids' meals, only $150.
Joke of the week, number seven.
So I was driving down the road when a cop stopped me and asked, you drinking? And I said, you buy him?
Number eight.
Pro tip number 241. If a woman is chugging chocolate chips straight out of the bag in the baking aisle at a grocery store, I suggest you let her be.
I need this. Don't come near me. Joke of the week, number nine.
Hey, Dave, my wife left me because of my obsession. Oh, no. Had another rough week, Dave. My wife left me because of my obsession with painting the house.
Oh, no. How are you holding up?
Well, right now, I'm a little emotional.
Shut up, John. Just shut up. In fact, if we include the next joke, that means my wife left me five times in 4 days this week.
Can you take a hint?
Can she? She's the one that keeps coming back. Here's joke of the week, number 10.
Hey, Dave, at breakfast this morning, my wife said she's leaving me because of my obsession with Twitter.
Gosh, that's terrible.
I nearly choked on my hashtag Browns.
Joke of the week, number 11.
An Apple fan, you know, the Apple phones and Apple products. An Apple fan walks into a bar, orders the same drink as yesterday, pays more.
That's the best joke of the week. And it's on us, the consumers. Joke of the week, number 12.
Hey, Dave, why don't dinosaurs talk?
I don't know why.
Altogether now, because they're dead, Dave.
Dave.
Dave, dinosaurs are dead.
I'm sorry
if I seemed a little... When are you going to figure it out?
I'm sorry if I seemed a little angry there.
How many times have I asked you a joke like that? Here's joke of the week number 13.
What's the difference between a bad marksman and a constipated owl? One shoots and can't hit. That's the end of that joke.
Amen. One more for you. Here's joke of the week number 14.
I'm considering opening a South Asian used clothing store. I just have a lot of free time and I've always wanted to open a South Asian used clothing store in Arlington Heights. Do you know what I'm going to call it?
What?
All right, Steve Alexander, which one tickled your fancy?
I actually like that. Who's sorry now?
We can vote for that. Here's one for that one. How about you, Bob Kessler, in the newsroom?
Constipated owl by a mile.
You know, the Speed Joke Submission Committee cautioned me about that one. Then we'll put one vote down for that. Dave Ennett says...
You drinking? That's not a question. That's
you
just
buying?
My opinion.
Let's see. That's one, two, three. I like the Apple fan joke. So that means, Pete, which one are you going to root for?
I'm with you, John. Apple.
Apple orders a drink, pays more for it. All right, that's 2-1, 1-1. Nobody got a majority of them. But congratulations to Mr. Klatfelter in Phoenix, Arizona, randomly selected in the winner of our coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.